5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 10:57 p.m. Do not fret, cats and kittens, for that is only local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm your chairman. And that's Hello Kitty. What are we doing today on this fine Saturday? Well, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm obviously celebrating the Lunar New Year. So I've been throwing strings of firecrackers out into the front yard, into the snow, blowing up some snow. That's pretty fun. And I'm just waiting for it to get dark so I can light some more fireworks. Won't that be fun? Yes. Yes, it will. What else am I doing today? Well, a number of things. I've been watching football, as so should you. I mean, come on. It's Saturday. It's time for English Premier League. Yay. So isn't that fun? Of course it is. The other thing I've been doing is I've been playing with my Shruti box. Let's have some Shruti. Yay, that was awesome. All right, let's do some more Shruti. We can change it up. Isn't that fun? Yes. Yes, it is. I like playing with my Shruti box. It is fun. It makes fun sounds. And it's probably the easiest musical instrument in the world to play. You need no experience whatsoever. You don't need to know any music theory at all. You don't even particularly need to have any coordination or skill. This is an instrument that could be adapted for anyone to play of any physical ability. So, if you've ever thought, gee, I wish I could play a musical instrument, but I don't have any music education and I don't know anything about anything, well then this is the instrument for you. Look up Shruti Box, Shruti Box. And they're relatively cheap as far as musical instruments go. So, you know, maybe you need one. You can make chords. You can do all kinds of fun stuff. You can also make annoying noises, such as, but not limited to, this. Or do whatever else you want. But now I think it's time to get to work. So, what are we doing today for work? Well, first thing we're doing is we're leaving the studio because we've got to be productive. And I'm feeling like being a little bit productive right now. So, as I step over here to the door that leads out to the garage, I will put on my shoes, grab this thing. What is this thing? It's my screwdriver. My electric screwdriver, my digital screwdriver. And now we're out in the garage. Ooh, and I'm looking out the garage windows and it's very snowy. Look, it's been snowing and it's, well, I guess it's not snowing anymore, but it was. And so a few minutes ago, actually right before the show started, I grabbed my shovel and I went out to my mailbox, got the mail. It was just a bunch of junk mail. But here I am now, kneeling down in front of my car. We'll put everything on the hood of the car here, move some stuff, and now it's time to replace my license plates. And I got them right here, all wrapped up in plastic. So we remove the plastic, throw it in the recycle bin. And do I just have one? Oh no, there are two plates here stuck together. Oh, they're kind of thin and cheap. They're printing them on old cereal box cardboard now. These are ugly. These are ugly, ugly plates. You got the state colors, yellow and blue, but nobody knows that the state colors are yellow and blue. Everybody thinks it's red and white for our football team. And so now my new license plate number is Uniform Juliet Uniform 756. These are the sesquicentennial or whatever 150th anniversary of Nebraska commemorative license plate. It's got a barcode. It's got a, like, I want to say like a watermark of the sower. The sower is the statue of a guy sowing seeds that's on the top of our Capitol building in Lincoln. So whoop-a-dee-doo. So now we take this thing. I guess I can put this other plate down for right now. And we remove the old plate. Removing the old plate. Well, that was certainly easy. Now all we gotta do is take one of these new plates, dun dun dun, and put it on. Oh yeah, gotta put the screwdriver back to go forward. And I'm not gonna tighten that down yet until I get the other screw in. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Go for it. Let's listen to the action of the screwdriver installing my new plates. Yeah. Tighten the other screw up. Come on, get in there. And we're good. Hooray. All right, so there's one license plate, and that is the easy one. The back license plate, it's gonna be difficult. Now, the last time I did this, it was a real pain in the butt. So we head back to the other end of the car here. And what have we got? Oh, yes. See, the pain in the rear end here is that I've got a license plate frame. And on the top it says Nebraska, because that's where I live. And at the bottom it says Black Shirts. Nebraska Black Shirts. The Black Shirts are the first team defensive line for our university's football team. Not football team, football team, because we play American football here. And then to top it off, a number of years ago, at least 10 or 12 years ago, I installed some skull and crossbone light up bolts to hold the license plate and the frame in. And I did this because, one, the eyes of the skulls light up with blue LEDs, and I love blue LEDs, and I love skull and crossbones, because, you know, pirates. But it also happens that the logo for the Nebraska Black Shirts is also a skull and crossbones, because, you know, I guess they think they're pirates or they're tough or something. So in order to change this license plate, I've got to remove these bolts, these light-up bolts, which don't light up anymore because the last time I changed license plates, like 5 or 6 years ago, I had to unwire everything, and it was a real pain and blah, blah, blah. And so I got to open the hatchback here, and I take this panel off. And yeah, there's wires sticking out and everything, and so I can, you know, replace this at some point if I am ever inclined to do so. Now, looking up through this panel, I can see that, yeah, this is going to be a pain. I'm remembering how much of a pain this really is. Oh, oh, I'm so whiny and so complainy. Oh, wah. Oh, yeah, loose wires. Okay, yeah, I'm remembering how to do this now. Good thing I brought my favorite adjustable wrench. This is not, in fact, a real crescent wrench. This is, you know, crescent wrenches, weren't they made or invented somewhere in some small town in Nebraska? This is a cheap, well, not super cheap, it's pretty good. I didn't get it from Harbor Freight, at least. All right, so, oh boy. What do we even do first here? I guess I think we just gotta start unbolting things. Isn't this fun? No, this is not fun at all. Yeah, I'm starting to remember that. Are these threaded backwards, or why does this not want to come off? I've got no space to turn these damn bolts, and I don't think that a crescent wrench, although this is not technically a crescent wrench, this is an adjustable wrench, is not the best tool, because I can only turn the bolts approximate, or the nuts approximately 12 degrees before I have to reset the stupid wrench. Yep, here we go. All right, I managed to get one out, and these, man, these old skull and crossbone things, you know, they're just, I wish they were metal, chrome, they're, but they're not chromed, they're just, you know, stupid, like, pot metal, just white metal, cheap, cheesy stuff that has then got, like, plastic chrome-colored paint on it, and they're a bit corroded, so I'm singing this corrosion to me, hey now, now. I've got nothing to say I haven't said before. And I've bled all I can, I won't bleed no more. This other bolt, though, or nut, is really starting to be a tough nut to crack, so to speak. But I think I got it. Yes, but now the hatchback is trying to close on me. Whew. All right. Got the old plate off. And the frame. Oh my god, maybe I just need to get some normal bolts. Oh, what a pain. Okay, so now we got the old plate off. Hooray! And we're gonna put the old plate up here with all my other old plates. Woo! The good news is I probably won't have to do this for another 5 years or more. But still, this has become a sharp pain in my bottom, just as I knew that it was going to be. So now we gotta figure out a way to, let's see, take the plate, put it on the frame kind of here, and then, yeah, that'll work. Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska. Ooh, the awesome thing is my license plate frame kind of covers up the barcode. aren't I tricky? I can't be blamed. See, because if I get pulled over, we can't use our laser to scan your license plate. Well, because your license plate frame is in the way. Oh, so you hate the Huskers? Get out of town! Yeah. Cops automatically have to love the Huskers. I don't think that's actually true. I just, am I being a jerk? Is this civil disobedience? What's the excuse I'm looking for? Oh, you know, just to mess with cops. Who really needs an excuse for that? Not me. Now, what's the smartest way to do this? Do I do one bolt at a time, or do I try to put them both in and then shewangle the galangle, or how are we gonna do this? Well, let's just, you know, get wacky. The real pain is that because these bolts are actually, you know, electrical, I've got these little pigtails of about 20 centimeters of wire sticking out, and so I gotta thread the wire through the holes of the license plate frame, through the hole of the license plate, and then through the car and out the back, and then I gotta thread the nut up on the stupid wire and blah blah blah. Okay, getting the first one in isn't too bad. I managed to sort of do that and keep it sort of aligned properly.
And I've kept it loose so I can install the second bolt and skull and crossbones and the wire and all this stupid stuff. Remember, kids, that there's a great deal of responsibility in having a crime mobile, especially if it's pimped out with custom lighting packages like our favorite little last of the VHF interceptors here. So, let's see. Now we gotta get all coordinated and tricky and try to... First, you got to stick the wire through the holes here. It's kind of a pain, but yay, kind of got it there. Now, to install the nut, and that's relatively easy. Now we just got to get out the old adjustable wrench and tighten these down a bit. Stupid wrench. Surely there's a better way to do this. But clearly there isn't. Yeah. Okay. That's about as good as one of them's gonna get. Now this other one, I wish I had a left-handed wrench. The first one's easy to put on and tighten down, but the second one, kind of a pain. It would be a lot easier with the left-handed wrench. Now, I think that's gonna have to be good enough. That's tight enough, isn't it? I'm not gonna crank them down. Yeah, that's tight enough. I know what you're thinking. Tobe, adjustable wrenches don't have chirality. Well, this one does, and it is most assuredly a right-handed wrench. How can I tell? Because up at the head, where you have the little spiral groovy thing to adjust the wrench, there is a toolmaker's logo, and you know this, I'm holding the wrench as if I'm using it, and there's a little ruled area between 1 3/4 of an inch so you can adjust your wrench and know how far it is open. But if you turn it over or put it in your left hand as if you are using it, there is no gradation, there is no ruling on this side, and no logo. So this is obviously a right-handed wrench. Yes, these things that you thought were ambidextrous do in fact have a chirality, or a handedness. That's what you learned today on the Dubious Goals Committee. You learned the word chirality. And you can find chirality in other handheld things like pencils. Hold a pencil. And if you can read it right side up while you're holding it in your right hand, that's a right-handed pencil. Now go out and look for a left-handed pencil. You can find them if you look hard. Or an ambidextrous pencil. And those pencils are when the writing is up and down. So, you know, the writing looks sideways whether you're holding it in your right or left hand. All right, so what's left to do here? Well, we can tuck some of these wires that haven't been used in a long time back into this little cavity, and this is more difficult than it looks. Pop this access panel back on. Do I have it? No, it's upside down, dumbass. I mean, dumb person. And let's get that in there. Woohoo! That's good enough for me. It's good enough for science. And that's how you change the license plate. Now we close the hatchback. I hope this isn't too loud and doesn't clip the mic. And close the hatchback, and that's how you change the license plates on the last of the VHF interceptors. Although I haven't been intercepting very much VHF. Which reminds me, my 2-meter radio in here is on the fritz. And I want to kill the people who broke it for me, because it's not like I can afford to be buying radios all the time. I don't know, maybe I'll take it apart and fix it. I can probably fix it. I don't even know what's wrong with it. Well, yeah, I sort of do. But that's beside the point. All right, do we have all my tools? I got my backup screwdriver. I got my adjustable wrench. I got the electric. Woohoo! Let's go back inside. And here I am. Oh, who's standing right here to greet me?
Who's this with the fluffy butt? Hi, do you have a fluffy butt? Yeah, smell my shoes. Oh, are they stinky? Yeah, kitties like to smell shoes. Alright, so I'm feeling pretty productive. I'm proud of myself. I got something accomplished today. Oh, aren't I a good, responsible citizen? Yes. Yes, I am. Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Remember, kids, citizenship is a privilege, not a right. Wait, what am I talking about? This isn't Starship Troopers. All right, so now all we gotta do is put some of the tools away, which means that the electric digital magic screwdriver goes back down here in the basement. And you know what? Being as today is the Lunar New Year, we might as well walk over here to the shelves of the supply. Yes, you know the supply I'm talking about. The supply of things that go boom. I got rockets, jumping jacks, crackle bombs. Let's grab a crackle bomb and strings of firecrackers, which we're going to have to grab a few of these. And it occurred to me that while I was working in the garage, oh no, maybe I let in some evil spirits. And so we're going to have to chase out the evil spirits with some fireworks. But first, we have to return the adjustable wrench and the backup manual screwdriver to its drawer right here in the kitchen. Because that's where those tools go. I got some tools in the kitchen, and I got some tools downstairs. And we walk by the cat, who's looking at me, can't figure out what's going on because, you know, kitties. And we'll put my shoes back on, which it's getting to be a problem. You know, all this work I've been doing, back out into the garage we go, all this work we've been doing has gotten me all hot. And so now I can feel the urticaria breaking out on my feet. It's a real pain. It's so itchy. So let's open the garage door. Isn't this exciting? Yes, it is. Ooh, it's so bright and white outside. I'm getting snow blind. Let's light a crackle bomb to scare off the evil spirits. Oh, it landed in the snow. Blop. Yay, that was fun. But stuff like that only scares away little spirits. We need to light some big firecrackers to scare away all the big spirits. If this lighter would work, hello. There we go. Woo, that's gonna clip. I recorded that a little bit too close to the microphone, and now this is all clippy. I'm enjoying the smell. The smoke is wafting into my garage as I close the garage door. Oh, the sweet perfume of flash powder. There's no happier smell in the entire world. And going back inside, and the cat's looking out the window, wondering what the heck was going on out there. What are all those explosions? Yeah, I was chasing away the evil spirits, dinkus. So that's a good baby. We love kitties. I gotta take these socks off. I'm itchy. Oh, yes, and look at the top of my feet, covered in cholinergic urticaria, which means I'm in the beginning stages of anaphylaxis. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it is. I gotta take my coat off now, too. Oh, and I can start to feel my throat closing up a little bit. Whew. That's never fun. Well, don't get me wrong. The fireworks are fun. Anaphylaxis is a little less fun, so it's time to cool off and settle down. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tub, if you need to cool off, why don't you just go back outside where it's nice and cold? Well, it's not that cold. It's only about 34 or 35 degrees. And oddly enough,
The cold also makes me break out. That's the strange thing about mastocytosis. Hot and cold is something that you're allergic to. How stupid is that? Yeah, I know. Don't look at me, though. I didn't invent it.
Yes, where do I find some antihistamines? I gotta take some medication so I don't die. And I'm Tobe. Ooh, I had to take a little break there and try to chill out. I'm feeling a little bit better. Less anaphylaxis-y, less itchy. Actually, my feet still itch so much it's driving me absolutely crazy. But that's beside the point. I managed to start my rice so I can eat soon. My rice cooker is cooking away and it's all steamy and it's rattling the lid. And my cat can't figure out what that sound is. And so she's up in the kitchen staring at the rice cooker and meowing at it. Because, you know, cats. What else are we gonna do today? Well, I don't know. I've got some cricket highlights to watch and I think my football is done for the day. And one thing I should mention is I have this calculator. I mentioned it the other day. I'm thinking about selling my calculator. I have a Hewlett-Packard 45, an HP 45 known as the Slide Rule +++. So if you want to buy an awesome HP calculator, yes, it's RPN. And it works just fine. It's great. It's lots of LEDs. And it comes with the original wallwart power supply. But it does not come with a battery pack. I think that was optional for these. Or maybe it just crapped out. I don't think this particular model came with a battery pack or was ever used with one. Because the battery compartment is totally clean. And the calculator works. It's in great shape. It does have some very, very faint etching on it where somebody wrote apparently their social security number and their initials on the side of the calculator, but you have to hold the calculator in just the right light at the right angle to even see this. So it's not very prominent. The power supply also has some etching or engraving on it, apparently some initials and what would also appear to be a social security number. Back in the day, it was very common for people to engrave their names on these calculators because they were very expensive. This HP 45 is a 1973 model, and back in 1973, this thing cost $395. You heard me right, almost $400. And that's 1973 dollars, so that's probably what, like $1,000 today? But you can have it for the low, low price of about $110. I want $100 for it plus shipping. I can probably ship it for less than $5. And you can probably talk me out of charging you for shipping if you are eloquent enough. One of the cool things about the Hewlett-Packard 45 is that it had an undocumented feature. It's got a timer built in, but the timer is inaccurate. It's about 10% slow. And there is a hack where you can add a crystal and make it much more accurate, but this particular HP 45 does not have the crystal modification for the timer. So if you are interested, just email me at tobe@sdf.org and I can give you more information, send you pictures, or whatever you want. And if I don't get any interest from anybody listening, this will probably eventually go on eBay. I don't use eBay myself because I am too cool, but I have friends who can list it for me, and that's nice. So, it's about that time when I say you have been listening to the Dubious Calculator Committee, a show that airs every single day, especially on Lunar New Year's, like today. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go eat and watch cricket. My rice is ready. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me.